This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dog has problems biting. What's that all about? We'll talk about the Biden dog bites that apparently are pretty nasty. In the meantime, speaking of biting back, what's going to happen with the speakership as far as the House is concerned? There is a list of top contenders that's been circulating. I had an interesting conversation today. Who will it be? There are some names that have been revealed, I think, that have a good chance, and how badly do they want it? But the top story has to be, are you a billionaire because you bought the right lottery ticket? Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, it's not me. It's not me. I just checked. I had two numbers on a couple of different lines. I got zero, not even a couple of dollars back. The winning numbers, because so many of you hit me up through the miracle of my mailbag, I thought I would just do it right at the top. The winning numbers are 9, 35, 54, 63, 64, and the Powerball is 1. So I don't know if anybody won it yet, but if somebody did, $1.2 billion. Of course, once you take the taxes out, you get the cash option in your pocket, taxes taken out, everything cleared, $551.7 million. Yeah. And we all know the crazy stories of what are your odds? You have better odds of getting killed by fireworks or a million other things that could happen to you. But anyway, somebody's got to win, so good luck. Maybe you tried. Maybe you are the next winner. You'll definitely be able to have a private jet. Anything you want to drive on the road, anything you want to live in, and treat your friends to whatever it is they need. All right, it's not a treat what's been happening with the first dog. The Biden's German Shepherd commander is removed from the White House. He had to be removed because he's scaring and biting the staffers. Yeah, so he's bitten people at least 12 times. That's what a Secret Service report is saying. And it might actually even be higher than that. So, I mean, one person had to go to the hospital. That would be kind of scary, wouldn't it? That's a good way to keep people out of the Oval. Hey, Commander's in here with me. Okay, I'll come back later. I'll come back and see you later, Joe. No problem. And apparently, they tried different things to kind of curb him up, obviously, of this biting. But for now, he's not on the White House campus. They have to figure out what they're going to do next. For example, there was the staff member who's not even part of Biden's security team. He was just playing with the dog, and then there was a little bit of a clamp down on the poor staff member, 71-year-old Dale Haney, who just somehow got in the wrong spot with Commander. I guess, I don't know, he looks like any other dog. Like, he's a good-looking German Shepherd, but that kind of stuff can happen. It's interesting about this Haney guy. He's worked at the White House for more than 50 years, and he often is the person who walks the presidential pets on the ground. So he started off with Richard Nixon's Irish setter, King Timahoe. And now this one is just not working out. Not working out. All right, who is in line, since it didn't work out for Kevin McCarthy in the end, as that's all being sorted out? Either Congressman Gates from Florida, Matt Gaetz is a hero to some or a zero to others, but the bottom line is it's happened, it's done. McCarthy doesn't have the gavel, period. So who is it that's going to grab it? One of the favorites is someone that we've talked to in the past, Congressman Steve Scalise from Louisiana. He's definitely on that short list for sure. That's not just throwing his name out there. He really is. And apparently he's interested in the job. So he's somebody that could get it. He has the kind of the right mix there. Right now, Patrick McHenry, who is from North Carolina, is just the interim speaker. I talked about that the other day. So, you know, we'll see who ends up stepping into it. But again, Scalise is one of the favorites to succeed McCarthy. I know we have a lot of listeners in Louisiana, and he's got an interesting list of what he's done since he's been on the Hill, and he's the former leader of the Republican Study Committee, and he's actually considered to be more conservative than McCarthy, and the two of them had kind of an relationship. I don't know that for sure. I just know from what I've heard from people, not a terrible relationship, but they weren't particularly close. But that doesn't matter about McCarthy. He's been in Congress since 2008. However, he was diagnosed with blood cancer over the summer, and he's undergoing some pretty intense treatment for that. So, you know, he certainly was known to other people a couple of years ago. I want to say it was way before the pandemic. It was like 2017 when he was practicing for a congressional baseball game, and an anti-Trump extremist shot and seriously wounded Scalise. He still has a little bit of a limp from what happened in that shooting, but he certainly has support, so he could be the guy. The other person whose name has come up is Jordan. It's Jim Jordan, who is also an original hardline conservative in Congress right now, if you wanted to look at definitions. And he is the co-founder of the House Freedom Caucus. So he's been in Congress since 2007. He's somebody that also is on that list. So from Ohio. And then there's a couple of others. But anyway, bottom line is Patrick McHenry is there. So it's not as though nobody is there. He's not somebody who's vying for the job, but he's somebody who is in that spot. I also had a lot of you ask me, wow, what happens if there's no Speaker of the House? And the answer is there is an interim. But it is odd because there is a little bit of chaos because of how quickly McCarthy was ousted and the fact that we've never, ever had that happen in our history. Never. There has never been a situation where somebody was booted right, boom, overnight. I mean, just that's it, out. Of all the things and of the thorny relationships some of the speakers of the House in the past have had, even with some of the people who voted them into that position, they've survived. And we've had longtime speaker of the houses too in the past. Nancy Pelosi, my goodness, it seemed like she was there with her hands on the gavel forever. And I got to mention this at the top too. It's a quick sports note. We do the man cave in our second hour, but Simone Biles led the U.S. women's team to the 7th straight world gymnastics title. So their 7th straight one at the World Gymnastics, which is a very big deal. It actually breaks a tie with China's men. The Chinese team, the men, had won 6 from 2003 to 2014. The U.S. women now have won every title dating back to 2011. Congratulations. And Biles? She is the most decorated gymnast, male or female, at the World Championships. 26 medals, 20 are gold. All right, a tropical storm. Should we be worried about Philip? I'll let you know.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
For those of you listening to us in New England, yes, it's true. I'm putting on my weather hat right now. I know I've told the story before, but I was kind of foisted into a weather role early in my career in Kearney, Nebraska, because I was the only one who could work the computer. So when the weather guy, who was wildly popular, had been there forever, got sick, I got thrown into doing the weather. And it's a whole different thing when you stand in front of a green screen and you're pointing and you're just kind of looking for that map. Oh, this is what's going to happen over here, you know. But I don't have to point at any screens. I just have to tell you what's going on. So it's Tropical Storm Philip, or Philippi, as some would say. And what's going on here, it's been a big tease. We've been talking about it. But in Boston, they're predicting, the meteorologists there are predicting that there's going to be a strong frontal system that's going to slap into southern New England Friday night into Saturday. So it's about the rain amounts. We always keep talking about this, right? That's the uncertain part of it. But they think it's going to be pretty steady from late Friday into Saturday, which means in some of those low-lying areas where it could get trickier, there could be heavier rain, especially in the coastal spots. So if you're somewhere around there, be a little bit careful. That's where we all get caught. We're running out to do something, and it's a little wet. You're not really necessarily thinking about it, and then before you know, I've talked about this, you turn the corner and whoops, there's that wall of water. So you got to kind of monitor that whole thing. It depends on a few things, like, you know, a cooler air mass in southern New England. That could be the big cool down. That would be great, but it's what mixes with the air heading into it that leads to the problems. It's kind of like, you know, we had the hurricane Idalia that came through and smashed into the Gulf Coast. And I talked about this because here I go again. I was in the middle of another one of these things. But I am in a no flood zone, which Doesn't mean it can't flood, but it's not known for that. But all around me, boy, there was a lot of flooding. And on the whole, up and down the Gulf Coast, from St. Petersburg to Clearwater to all those places in between, beautiful beach line, I mean, they're now pulling in so much sand and closing off areas while they work on it. It's like to the tune of $30 million. So just like that, overnight, suddenly $30 million had to be pumped into pumping sand onto these beaches because of the erosion. And tourism is the name of the game, so you can't have these teeny little spits of land for the amount of tourists that come to Florida and are either in the Gulf Coast or they're on the other side, but especially the Gulf. And that's the damage that the hurricane did. We've been talking about strikes a lot lately, mostly in Hollywood. We, of course, know the writer's strike wrapped up, and in the last couple of days, you've seen some shows return. I think a lot of people are happy to hear that shows are coming back that they like, that they watch, where it's just on a traditional channel, and some of the things that you kind of forgot you might have been missing, you know, now suddenly are back. And it's about the actors. The actors are still on strike, although it's looking good that they may be able to wrap it up, but it's not official. They haven't done that. But in the meantime, also on the West Coast, because with the strike in the entertainment business, certainly there were a lot of picketers in New York, but the bulk of it was in Los Angeles. Just there were so many actors and writers there. Now you got Kaiser Permanente. 75,000 workers walked off the job. It is, my friends, the largest health care worker strike in U.S. history. So while we weren't paying attention, this was going on. And it's just, by the way, not just in California, but it's Colorado, Washington, Virginia, Oregon, Washington, D.C., because you've got Kaiser Permanente there, various smaller, you think of the big Kaiser Permanente in California, but there are also other areas across the country. So the vast majority of the striking workers are in the West Coast states, and they went out there with a picket sign starting at 6 a.m., 75,000, again, is that number. And they started these sessions between the coalition and Kaiser Permanente, but there was no settlement. And they just have sort of these tentative agreements in bargaining that are being talked about. But what they want is they want more money. It's kind of the same things we hear across the board. They want to reduce turnover. They want safe staffing, and they want to outsource protections for incumbent healthcare workers. And it's kind of an unprecedented move, like I said, the biggest one we've seen, where there's a lot of labor activity across the United States, lots of different industries where we're seeing picket lines, and the major themes are, of course, more money and better benefits. And especially in the wake of the pandemic, healthcare workers have been fighting for more secure work environments, safer, because that's part of what happened and was highlighted when we had the pandemic. Remember, for goodness sake, they couldn't get masks in some of the places. Like, hey, treat these people, but we don't have any masks for you, which was terrible. That happened a lot. That happened a lot to bigger places in New York and in big cities where lots of people were coming in. So you got on the picket lines, nursing staff, you have receptionists, you have pharmacists, you know, you name it in the healthcare industry. But I wonder how long this will last. I was looking at areas that, you know, Denver, right in and around Denver, they do have a lot of Kaiser Permanente facilities. But L.A. has the big chunk, San Francisco, San Diego. So California, most of the members, like 68,000, but in some of those other places, you have them too as well. So now we have auto. We've seen what's happened in the entertainment industry. Now we're seeing what's happened in healthcare with Kaiser Permanente. And this one, I think, could go on for a little bit. At least there doesn't seem to be. There is no give here yet, but it's pretty early. It's pretty early in the process right now. All right, some good news for Ukraine. We've talked about it. I mentioned this the other day. A lot of people don't realize that besides the firepower, drones, this is a war of technology where drones are swooping in and targeting areas. Certainly we know that from Russia's side and definitely Ukraine, too, as well. They're doing whatever they can to take parts from other drones, to fix drones they need to put them in the air. But they do need weapons. So the U.S. is going to transfer thousands of seized Iranian weapons and rounds of ammunition to Ukraine to help some of those shortages that are happening now. We know that Ukrainian military is waiting for more money and equipment from the U.S. and some of our allies. But our U.S. Central Command has already transferred 1 million rounds of seized ammunition to those armed forces. And that transfer happened on Monday. And they're looking at now more of that to happen. I mean, look, over the past year, if you say, well, where did that all come from? The U.S. Navy has seized thousands of Iranian assault rifles and more than 1 million rounds of ammunition from different boats used by Iran to ship weapons to Yemen. So the seizures were carried out with some of the regional partners or forces that are targeting these smaller vessels where they're trying to smuggle the weapons to Yemen. And, of course, they were stopped and they got the weapons. For example, the U.S. helped French forces with 3,000 assault rifles that were on that road to go from Iran to Yemen, and 23 anti-tank guided missiles, too. That happened like in mid-January. So we've just had the stockpile, and we've had them in custody. So now, of course, smart, transfer it. Just push it off to them because they need it. So there's the answer to that problem. I mean, Ukraine needs a bunch of supplies for the war effort, and it's not a solution to everything they need, but they might as well have all the ammunition that we have that we seized, give it to them, and that's exactly what's happening, offloading whatever it is that can be offloaded to help for now, anyway, while the whole funding thing gets debated as to when more of that money would go their way, because there are some that are saying, enough is enough. And you know, that how long does that get cut off, or when does more of that funding flow in their direction? All right, got a mic drop that you won't believe.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Thousands of Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers in five states are on strike, demanding higher wages, increased staffing, and better conditions.
It can't really get any worse, but, you know, if we don't do something about it now, you know, what's going to happen?
Chipotle is currently testing an automated system for making burrito bowls and salads. The California-based company has introduced robots that skillfully put together the ordered meals for customers who use the Chipotle app. This isn't the first foray into robotic assembly for the fast food chain. Last year, a robot named Chippy was initially tested at a California restaurant and effectively showcased its proficiency in crafting tortilla chips. Simone Biles leads the U.S. women to win their seventh consecutive team title at the Gymnastics World Championships to edge Brazil and France. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Series of mic drops. Did this really happen in the air? Now, I think when we fly, you're, even if it's the rare thing, if you fly, we're expecting something kooky could happen on this flight. When I get on a plane, I just hope, you know, it's so random who's on the plane and how they're feeling and who's going to be next to you and all of that. And because I like people and I'm generally friendly, I am friendly. I feel like I get lucky and there's just wonderful people around me. But apparently they're not everybody's having that same experience. So check this out. A Southwest Airlines flight attendant went viral for a video showing her, because of course everybody's going to take their witnesses. We're all witnesses. We are videographers with our phones, showing her barring a passenger from boarding the plane. And why do you think she didn't let the passenger board the plane? Because that passenger was doing hundreds of drunken cartwheels in the airport. Boom! Look, if you want to try out for the gymnastics team, which is very successful, I already talked about it, you need to try out for the team. Not do your cartwheels while you're in the middle of the airport. And you know, she just said, you cannot come on this aircraft. You're jeopardizing the safety of the aircraft. You can't do that. And the woman said, you mean the cartwheels I was doing with the children that I met on the flight? What? And she was downing a whole bunch of alcohol, apparently, in between the cartwheels. So she was downing alcohol. She was doing cartwheels and backbends, flipping all over the place, and headstands and all of that. And so, you know, the woman who said, I'm sober, she demanded a sobriety test, said, you need to get out of, this is what the flight attendant said. She said, you need to get out of here. You cannot step any closer. If you step any closer, we're going to have problems. And so, there's even a shot of it because we've got these videos that are out there. And the flight attendant who's exasperated said, you're flipping all over the ground. You're loud. You want attention. The whole entire crew saw it. We're all in agreement. You cannot come on here. And she said, anyone who's exhibiting signs of being intoxicated is not allowed to come on to an aircraft. So she said, I have kids that I'm waiting to get back to. I have kids. You can't do that to me. So the answer to that is, what is the guidelines of not letting someone on a flight? And I said it's a mic drop because there have been lots of crazy, insane things that have happened on flights or getting on flights or any of that, you know, in between people waiting to board planes. But mostly it's someone is just so hammered and something's happened on the plane where they're belligerent or whatever, but we haven't had a gymnastics show. I've never heard of one of those where she just wouldn't stop. I mean, she really was putting on a different kind of show in the airport, but it's odd that they didn't stop her, you know, there. Then there was, because I got a bunch of unruly passenger stuff. I've been saving it up ton load for all of you, just in case you're going on a flight. Just make sure your phone is charged up, so if anything crazy happens, and especially if it affects you, you've got it videoed. There's another wild video, because this stuff goes viral. There's another wild video that showed an unruly airline passenger throwing money on the tarmac after refusing to pay for an upgrade, and that all was caught on video. She was going on a flight from London to Bangkok. She ran into the premium section only to be seen later throwing $6,000, you know, at her travel companion on the tarmac after they were kicked off. So she stormed into the economy section, but then refused to pay for the upgraded seat. And I guess it seems that somebody like that would, you know, how they say, birds of a feather flock together. Another male passenger traveling with her also was kind of disorderly, smoking an e-cigarette adjacent to the cabin galley. And so they took quick action and said, yeah, you can't be in here, right? And, of course, it is the passengers that have to help the others on the plane. So 8 other passengers helped restrain the unruly passengers. And it's strange to see. I just was looking at this. I mean, you can see it. Police are recovering the money on the tarmac. She threw $6,000 right there. There's the baggage carts and other pieces of equipment that are around that while she's standing on the tarmac, because it was one of those planes where you have to board by, you know, walking up the steps. So the footage shows her clearly doing that, throwing the money. And once again, it was a family vacation, and they were both apparently intoxicated. Whew. Alcohol and flying is now, it's just ignites everything that lies underneath, right? Let's put it that way, because it is so strange. There's like a litany of things that happen. And I bet now when you go to school and you decide you want to be a flight attendant for any of these airlines, they have to have a very, I bet you they didn't always necessarily have this, but they have to have a big section, I would think, on what to do when passengers do this, 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 this. What do you do? What's the rule? How do you get them off the plane? What if you're in flying? What, you know, when do you decide enough is too much? So I go back to what I initially said. We've heard of the drunkenness. We've heard of the language and the things that people have done to other passengers, and but never putting on a gymnastics show with, you know, trying to show children ways to do cartwheels while you're just out of control doing them, and like they described it as hundreds, and then she had to be dizzy. And then, especially if she had some drinks, and then saying, I have to get home to my own kids, how dare you do this? And then the whole thing that exploded from, exploded from there. Crazy. You never know. All right, we know that the stock market, again in the mailbag, this was a very big thing for some people. We know the stock market was a little rocky the other day, and of course now that has shot back up, but it's the world's largest craps table, and we know that certain earnings can be released, something can happen in the world that affects negatively, that turns the stock market sour, but now that has evened out and gone back up, meaning back up to levels that before it had bounced so low. So now it has bounced, let's put it this way, it's bounced back up in a decent direction for that steady flow. So it ended higher on Wednesday after a tough Tuesday. And part of that can be all kinds of things. The U.S. economy, of course, is one of them. Oil, what happens with a barrel of oil, and because it went down $5 a barrel, it takes a little bit of the pressure off inflation, so then that's something to weigh that goes into what happens on the market, right? And the Fed hiking its main interest rate to the highest level since 2001, saying they're going to keep rates higher next year than they had earlier expected, and the traders on Wall Street have been coming around to the Fed's predictions that they're going to keep them higher. So the Treasury yields, you get it. I mean, it's the wheel that just keeps on turning. But because it evened out, that's the good news. Because nobody wants to see it completely tank. We know what happens when that happens. We know what happened in 2008. We know what happens when we get it really crashing low. And who does that blow back on, right? And so much of it is what the stocks earn. I mean, that's the whole idea. That's the whole idea of the stock market. So like Tesla has jumped almost 5%. Microsoft, which was not doing great, went up not quite 2%, but went up over 1%. So there were some moves. You know, there's some moves that sent stocks in the right direction and helped. I mean, like egg prices, there's a great example. You know, you had a Calmaine, which that's an egg stock. They tumbled 7.5% after the egg producer reported a drop in profit in their latest quarter from a year earlier. And the companies, for example, said egg prices have returned to more normalized levels from their record highs because they're recovering from the outbreak of like avian influenza that affected what was happening with eggs. So it's like the littlest thing that can trigger an area in the stock market that sends other things that happen around you, even if you're not on the stock market, going in the wrong direction that you do not want to see. All right, hey, coming up, we've got the mailbag. I always get these questions about what should I watch? What are you watching? What are you streaming? I usually get one of those probably every single day. So I'm going to tell you, Luke, what I'm watching when we come back and we dive into the mailbag, because there is a lot of new shows that are streaming that are pretty decent if you have any streaming services. But that's also part of deciding what you're going to do. Speaking of the economics of that, what do you keep? What do you ditch? A lot of people ditched Disney Plus, for example. but it might be a good time to get back on that Disney
train. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to KateDelaneyRadio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to KateDelaneyRadio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Of your emails from the West Coast to the East Coast and everywhere in between. We're going to hit that up in just a minute. But first, let's go to David in San Francisco. Hey, David.
Well, hi, Kate. Hope things are going easy. I heard you talking about the economy a minute ago. And, after the great fallout in Congress, the fallout of Kevin McCarthy and the Speaker of the House, and it only makes sense that the stock market would recover, because if you start looking at the whole idea of a government shutdown, that would ruin the credit rating of America.
Oh, yeah.
And no matter what anybody owned, what stock, bond, what their portfolio is made up of, the totality of its value would be diminished. And so there must have been a lot of people on Wall Street and in the even in the commodities markets that were terrified by the idea of the government being shut down.
Yeah, I was. I talked about that on the air where I had some people that would say, oh, that's just ridiculous. We have the debt is so high. We just should let it be shut down. I'm like, no, because you don't realize the rippling effect of it for the very reason you said, David, what happens to our credit rating. And then what does that do all the way across the board? And then you see that reflected in the stock market.
Sure. And
yeah.
What the bigger scam is, and this has been going on for years, ever since Reagan, they keep claiming that America's got too high of our deficit is insane. Well, it's not truly the deficit. It's simply the total of all of the money that America has spent on government since 1776. And if they were trying to actually stop its growth, they would be saying that America should stop expanding. And it's ridiculous. Our population was increasing with the baby boom. We had all sorts of different new inventions and new needs for the nation. The idea that it's simply a calculator that's keeping track of everything that's been spent since 1776, and they're pretending as if that's a danger when in fact it's simply a running total.
I like that. The running total that just keeps on running, that's for sure. Hey, David, always good to chat with you. Take care. Thanks for the call. Let's dive over to this one. This one is from Luke, as I said, who is listening to us on the West Coast, and he asked the question that many people do ask me, what are you watching? Sometimes I talk about that because we haven't done one in a while. We'll get back to it because we've got some good movies that are coming out, but, you know, cheap movie reviews. And I'm going to tell you that one of the things I just watched, there was a documentary on David Beckham, and it was so fascinating to me. I was never a huge footballer, a.k.a. soccer. I certainly have no soccer. I certainly have been around it, but that wasn't my main deal. All of you know that it's football for me, really. And my uncle played pro hockey, and I was around the big four sports. So anyway, this is a fascinating documentary. You could, maybe you're not even a sports fan, but watching it, I thought I really, and I like documentaries anyway, because true stories I like, and it was really, really well done, and that just dropped on Netflix. And then I said something about Disney, and I said something about Disney because Loki is coming back, and I got hooked into that. The Hubs was into it, and he had me watch, we must have watched it together, and we watched the first season, so now there's the second season of that. But I think what happens is there's going to be people that, you know, get some streaming service and then cancel it when what they watched is done, because it won't come back for who knows how long. But that's being released coming up on Thursday. So that's now. That's happening. And it's supposed to be pretty good. I don't know. I think it's clever. I like the lead. I like the guy who plays Loki. His name is Tom Hiddleston, and he's very, very good in that role. So that's my two cents on some of the things that you might watch. And then, of course, there's the usual fare, right? Meaning, for me, it's not about, it wouldn't be streaming. It would be whatever is happening in the world of live sports, you know, that kind of stuff. And whatever usually would be on the, I'll call it on the watching menu. All right, let's jump into another one. This one is from Pam, who says, hey, Kate, there's a lot of things I could really actually put in this email to you, but I don't know why. I was just thinking about what you were talking about the other day or last week about the iPhone 15. And isn't it interesting, the legacy of Steve Jobs and what has happened with Apple, because it's now such a cultural thing about getting the new phone, whatever the latest phone is, people lining up for it, even though there's now all these problems. There always seems to be problems when they release something new. You were talking about the phones being hot, overheating, and that they were working and correcting that, and that there would be an iOS for it. But think about when you sit and you watch some of these commercials and then how the services are connected to whatever your phone service is and what's being offered there. It's just absolutely crazy when you think about it. Remember the good old days? I am 48, so, you know, I can only imagine what it would be like for somebody in their 70s. But I still remember when, yeah, we didn't have trackers on us where everybody knew where we were every single moment of the day, because you had to leave a message for us on our answering machine. Oh, answering machines. That's like a relic. I didn't get your message because I didn't get home. And when I got home, it was too late to call you. Did you leave me a message on my answering machine? Yeah. I mean, now it's everything, right? From, of course, the iPhones or the flip phones or the Androids or whatever. Flip phones are actually back. But whatever it is, the laptops, gaming consoles, all of it. And what's interesting, though, with this Apple technology is that shift from the Lightning connector to a USB-C is what they're calling it for the iPhone 15. A lot of people like that because it's so much easier to have that. It fits with some of the other things that you may have, and so it's an easier kind of thing. It's not as odd as the cord is now for the more current iPhones. How about this from Hal? Hal says, "Kate, I'm not sure where I stand anymore with Ukraine. I hear the stories about the people, and it makes me sick and sad that they're dealing with what they're dealing with. But I understand why there is a tug of war over support, monetary support for Ukraine. How much money do we continue to give in that effort there? Because Russia is gaining now a little bit of momentum, I guess, in some of the areas where they're attacking Ukraine, and it seems like it's a situation that's never going to end. When is Putin going to ever concede? I can't imagine that will happen. So is this an unending stream, and is it a winnable thing for Ukraine? Especially, nobody's going to jump in there with boots on the ground. It's just about helping from afar. And it is an odd thing and a moral dilemma to wrestle with, because I also think of other places that could use aid, and can we afford to give aid to everyone across the world? And the answer to that is, of course, we can't do that. Well, that's the big thing that's happening on the Hill, is the funding is not just rubber stamped, because, you know, now there's opposition to aiding Ukraine's defensive war against Russia, and it's gaining some momentum, really among Republicans especially, but some Democrats too, in both chambers of Congress. So there you have it, you know, something to watch out for. All right, so here we are at the end of the mailbag. Remember, you can email me your thoughts, night or day, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Again, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Be safe, be sane, and for goodness sake, be happy.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.